and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. And hello and welcome back, listeners. Today is going to be an episode with a twist. I've brought a guest with me today, somebody very special, somebody that I hold so much respect for and who inspires me in all of my work. This is Gemma Wendt. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, my darling. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm sure that anybody that's listening right now is happy to have you as well as a guest. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to pull a card, okay? So I'll be quick with this one. But I know that for every episode we start a card, and today I've pulled one for Gemma. And it's titled Wisdom and Mastery, which what we're about to talk about, I thought was very much in alignment. It's connecting to our expansiveness, our soul experiences, and unlocking the wisdom within and the mastery. So this card is where, when we pull this within our Akashic records, we're communicating with our guides at high level. And here they know that we're ready for expansion, okay? And bearing in mind, we're going to be talking a lot about elevation. Expansion and elevation are two of the same things. So this is going to be really cool because all of these things are here to help you through your breakthroughs. And as your soul is journeying through many lifetimes, it's reminding you that what you've naturally embodied, what you've integrated into your very world, through practice, through service to others, through your dedication and your commitment, through all of these things, that actually it's all held at a very deep level within the DNA. And this we can unlock through us, through the power of the Akashic records, whenever we need it. So where there is an elevation and an opportunity to elevate our abilities, this is the bit where practice is required. Take this as a sign to become a dedicated person, panding to your learning and allowing yourself to receive the wisdom and mastery of all. And there we are. So
I love that.
They're always really lovely and just a nice way to just open up a show, I think. So yeah. Did you like it?
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, do you know what? It's so key. I am all about expansion, elevation, and mastery. So it's just perfect, but of course it is.
It was always going to be perfect. So you might be thinking, well, come on, ladies, let's hear about what we're going to be talking about today. It is all about elevation. But I think for Gemma, Gemma is my business mentor. She's my friend. She's somebody who is my soul sister and just in so many ways who has inspired me, but also has enabled me to grow as an individual, as a mum, as a friend, as a business owner, of course, and as a spiritual person as well. So the whole journey. And what we're really trying to bring to today's episode is the power of not always doing things on your own. And I think that's really, really, really important, specifically group programs, you know, and what they actually, you know, not what it says on the tin, like a group mastermind, because it goes so much deeper than that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I guess that's what we're here to talk about today, is to just kind of open up that conversation and see where it goes. So Gemma, you've obviously, I think the best place to start is for you to introduce yourself and a little bit about your journey, but also before you became an online business owner, like that bit before, and how you found the right mentor, the right help. How was that journey and how did it come about?
Gosh, you know what? That's taking me back. So I'm celebrating a decade in this industry this year. So it's been 10 years. And if I look back to 2013, the year that I really entered this world, I had just had a baby. I was a single mum, so I was doing it all myself. I was living in the guest room of a friend's because I had had a job and it was a very good job. I was a director at an agency, but lost my job at 7 months pregnant. And so clearly not employable at that point. I had had a business before. So, sort of a few years previous to that, I had had a digital marketing agency, a physical digital marketing agency in Soho in London. And so I knew how to create a business. And so I realized that when I lost my job and I was staring down the barrel of like being a single mum with zero money coming in, my only option was to start a business. And so mine was less about, I guess, a desire and a passion and a mission and a dream and an idea and all the things that often unlock this journey for so many people who are in employment. Mine was out of necessity, and I was a lioness protecting my cub and needed something that was going to create safety. And safety and security are both massive things for me. And so I started the business as a digital marketing consultant. And then within sort of, and we grew really fast. You know, we hit the what people, I didn't even know at this point, but what people now kind of call the magical six figures, like within a year and then multiple 6 year figures in year two. But I soon progressed from that one-to-one consultancy. So I was working with brands, corporates, mostly on retainers. And then I started working with some small business owners and some online business owners. And noticed that they needed more help than just the marketing, which is was my kind of like genius zone, still is. But they didn't know how to run a business, and what they were being taught wasn't great in the space. And because, you know, I'd run my own business before, I'd started this second one and got it to multi six figures relatively quickly, all by myself, completely bootstrapping. So my profit and salary were high. And also, you know, I've been on the board of directors at two multi-million pound agencies and seen the workings of how successful companies run, and all of that knowledge I feel gave me the experience and the right to be able to serve online business owners and help them create the right foundations to grow and scale an aligned business. And I think from doing that, which I naturally started one-to-one, from doing that, everything that then became my mission became my mission. I moved from one to one relatively quickly, and it was out of a necessity. And at this point, I wasn't in the whole online business rat race, the like get to the next revenue goal as quickly as possible, and doesn't matter what happens on the way. Like, I wasn't even aware that that was a thing, but I really wanted to serve more people, and I recognized that I was booked out on one-to-ones. I needed to serve more people. So I heard about masterminds and ran my first mastermind. And that's really where I kind of I dipped my toe into group work. And although I've always kept one-to-one work, I still do one-to-one work today because I love the intimacy and the relationship that I have with one-to-one. I mostly do group work because it allows me to reach more people. And while also recreating that intimacy in, I think, in a different way within a group scenario.
I would agree. And you know, I've been very fortunate enough to be part of Elevate Collective, which is your group mastermind. And I've also been very fortunate to work with you very softly, very gently in your one-to-one with a strategy day. And you know, they both have their places. Like they genuinely do. The strategy day set me up for a quarter, and I'll be coming back for another one. They are just totally next level. And you know, for somebody that's driven and ambitious, it almost gives you the clarity of the path ahead. And all you need to do then is follow the plan, you know, and that's what I love about those, is it's just, and you wouldn't get that necessarily in a group scenario. Mm. Whereas the group stuff that we've done, it never really does actually feel like group because it is so intimate anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there are so many additional things that you wouldn't get in working one-to-one. So there are benefits to both. What about you from the perspective of, you know, when you're holding that space for your clients, do you feel that, you know, again, it does, there's a difference with both, but they both serve from a different space?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think, you know, I think there's a perception in the online space that the one-to-one is higher level and or better than group. And I actually don't buy into that. They're two different beasts and clients need different things. And there are some clients that need the group scenario, that need the connection, that need the people around them, that need the masterminding effect, like that need to be part of something. And there are some people that doesn't suit them and they just want one-to-one support because they can't cope with any of the other stuff that comes with it, with group work. And so it's not an either or, it's not a better than and a worse than. It's they serve different purposes. And I think for me in group scenarios, I mean, the thing is for me, you know, I think because I have been in the space for a decade now and I've tried various designs of group work, either group programs or masterminds, and it's led me to a kind of a hybrid approach that, well, it was very unique. Lots of other people have kind of emulated it now, as happens in our space. But last year when I first launched Elevate Collective, it was very unique in the space in that I was really trying to bring the intimacy that you get in one-to-ones into a program. And I wanted it to be a really powerful program that gives people all the training, the tools and the implementation that they need without making them go through things that they've done countless times before, which is what most group programs do. And they spend 3 months learning something to just confirm what they already knew, which for me is such wasted resource when you think of time and energy spent on those things. And so I wanted to create something really different while also having the mastermind effect of bringing people together and learning from the mastermind, not just me and not just my team. And so when I created it, I wanted that hybrid that was the one-to-one, it was the group program, and it was the mastermind. And that's what we did. And I think that has been, even though other people are doing it now, and that we've seen a few people in the space emulating it, I won't say copy, like they're emulating it and we all get inspired by people and that's totally fine. You know, I will always be innovating and moving to the next stage. So I don't ever worry about people doing things like that. And, you know, it works and it's good for the industry. So if it improves the standard of the industry, I'm good with that. But I think that has been the secret to that success. But it took me a long time to get there. Like it was a good few years of running. I had a very successful membership. I've had group programs and I've had countless masterminds. I always have masterminds. Funnily enough, I stopped my masterminds and just let Elevate Collective take over. But yeah, it just, the combination has created something really quite special that I think gives the effect of all of those things. And I think when you can harness that, the experience is so much deeper and the results so much better for the clients.
I would absolutely agree. And I, in some respects, I kind of am emulating you as well, you know, and I'll be really honest, is that whilst working with you, I've realized what works, what doesn't. I've tried some things and they haven't worked for me. 90% of what you've taught me is working. And I genuinely mean that. Like, you know, we've talked before about my cycle of growth and, you know, how much my revenues improve, but it's not really about necessarily that, although that does make a difference because my quality of life is much different. I'm not,
and it opens up opportunity as well, doesn't it?
It's changed, you know, me in a really positive way. And I can see so many more potentials now for other things coming forward. But, you know, I have experienced certain things. Like I love strategy. And for me, folding in the workshops where you're looking at the 30-day planning and, you know, things like that, that's what's really helped me more than where I've been in other masterminds or other things before. And they haven't had that structure there. And you said it just now, you know, your work, you get people to implement what they're learning. And that's what I love about you. You know, we are some ways we're quite similar, but because I'm learning from you, I'm able to see some of the things that are working really well. And I'm thriving on it. Do you know what I mean? I suck it all up and I'm doing it, and there's a genuine like, wow, this is so great for me. So yeah. I can never say, like, I've said this to you before, but I can never say thank you enough because, you know, I was like you, I didn't have anything and I started from scratch again. And when you do that, it is actually tough. It's really tough.
Very humbling. Very humbling.
It teaches you, doesn't it? It teaches you so much. I mean, I can genuinely say I learned more through failing in a business than I ever have done from success.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's in those failures that we get those golden nuggets of learnings that can just catapult our growth. And you know, growth for me is internal and external. And, you know, growing revenue and scaling and serving more people is all well and good. But if we're not growing internally to support that, then we end up breaking and we don't sustain it. And so that growth is so important.
Yeah, it is. And even down to the point where that's one of the things that, you know, I've been working on my energy now for the last, like, really seriously. And when I say that, every day, a ritual, every day going into nature, like actually doing what's helped heal me.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery, and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
And it's taken some time to go through that journey, and you've seen like little glimmers of, like, as I've come through, like, I mean, do you remember when I first walked into Elevate Collective? I was still very wounded. And so it's taken, it doesn't just happen, but the energy work that we've done has been phenomenal, life-changing.
Yeah.
And so again, you know, it's like that's the quality, the caliber of the work, the line, if you like, the precedence of what you set. That's my bar. We don't go lower than here, you know. And I love that about you. But I also, from a perspective of being a client, like I know the benefits of all of that.
Yeah.
Because it isn't just about business. It's life, business, and our spiritual path. And and all of those are really our soul and living a human experience, you know, within that. So, yeah, I just find it just a remarkable, really, journey that we all go on. And I think when you're part of something that's really special, it means that you're not on your own. You know, you have got people that are experiencing probably very similar things to you or have done.
Yeah.
You learn and bounce ideas off of each other. And then you've got, of course, yourself, who provides you with the resources, the tools, the frameworks, the systems, the processes that are all proven as well, you know, and it just makes it simple, you know, and that's, I think, what's unique about it is it's got everything.
Yeah. And I, do you know what? And I think that was also something that was really important to me, because I'm a ridiculous stalker, and I just stalk people constantly online. I am going on journeys myself, signing up for things, being in funnels, going on customer journeys to experience it as a client would experience it, because I'm fascinated by human behavior.
That's really cool. I've never done that before, but I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. Oh, wow. What's that like?
I have people, and I also have people like messaging me going, oh my God, why did you sign up for my lead magnet? You don't need that. And I'm like, I just wanted to see how that felt for my clients that would be signing up for that. And it's something that I do all the time because, you know, I don't want to be out of touch. I want to understand how things feel. And it gives me insight and data for my own research, for my own improvements and my own innovations. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, I came up with the idea for Elevate Collective a good 18 months before I launched it. Mm-hmm. I ran a wait list. As you know, I am a massive fan of the wait list strategy, have people ready to go immediately. I just kind of researched what I felt people needed. And I just kept seeing people investing so much in so many different things and piecing it all together. So they'll have a mindset coach over here, spiritual coach over there, an energy coach over there, a marketing coach there, a strategist there, and all of these different things. And it just felt like, well, there must be some overlap or some contradiction across those people. So where does that then leave the client if that's happening? And it made me realize that, well, surely it would be far more powerful to build something that has all of those things in one place that all seamlessly support each other. And I knew I was well placed to do that because I am a marketing expert and I am a business strategist and I am a certified mindset coach and I am an advanced energy healer and all of those things. So it gave me the skills necessary to create a container that has everything in one place and it all supports each other. And then that was really important to me so that everyone, they're never pulled in opposite directions. They're never unsure of what goes with what and how things need to work together. And I think, you know, if you look at it, you know, I'm very much a holistic coach and a holistic mentor. And when you look at it like that, every part of them is then supported. And so that's really what my aim was with Elevate Collective, to make it this place where people get everything they need to grow or scale their business and they can stay for as long as they like until they're ready to move on. And that's the premise behind it. And it works, and it's got a beautiful collection of people in there that kind of really smart people.
We're amazing. Not just each other, but we are.
Yeah, really amazing. Like, yeah. Just, I look at you all and I'm like, wow, what talent.
Yeah, we definitely have that real connection. I think that's partly why, you know, again, you know, maybe it's an emanation, but for me, I wanted to make sure that I had an application only, not because it was kind of like, oh, what level are you at? And, you know, are you six figure or that doesn't even faze me, but it was because of the energies. And making sure that those energies really linked and that everybody would bring something with them that we can all learn from and feel inspired by. And I think the energy and how you create something so, you know, fundamental, like a business mastermind, is one of the most important things, because then you've got the ingredients for, I believe, an even higher altitude, if you like, of success.
Yeah.
That's really important, you know, and I think a lot of people, when they think about group programs or group mentorships, they think, oh, it's so much money I'm going to be investing. But what you get from that is huge on so many levels.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. So in terms of that, it's really interesting, isn't it? Like, you can look at all of these things. Like, for me, the level of investment that I put in was probably a quarter of what I've physically got back from that investment. Yeah. Which, you know, then you know that the investment was worth every penny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a powerful experience. It's such a power. When it's done right, when it's designed right, it's a powerful experience that, you know, changes people on all levels. So I think, and it's difficult because when people look at price tags of these things, they may compare it to an experience that they had that maybe wasn't good, because that's a lot of that goes on in the space. And that can make them then question, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth me investing this money? So it's, I think it's always worth doing your due diligence, because not all group programs or masterminds are created equal. And a lot of people in our space are building them purely to profit. And so the delivery falls down. They just want to scale it, get as many people in as possible, make as much money as possible. And the delivery system isn't there to kind of back that up. So it's always worth doing that due diligence. And I invite that for anyone that's interested in any of my kind of programs and group programs. But yeah, it's when you find the one that gives you all of those different elements, the ROI is just phenomenal.
Yeah. But you can't always put the price as well on some of the ROI.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know, so if you have both, like you literally, you know, you make your money back three times and the ROI is found in other areas. So your confidence, you know, the entrepreneurial journey as we know it is like huge in terms of our self-development and how we grow. And you know, I quite often like I go through these kind of growth curves, like these cycles, and I go, oh, there's another level. Oh, then, and that's why we say like next level, because it is, it's constantly growing, isn't it? And that's, you know, another thing is like when you're a part of something that's really special, like, you know, Elevate Collective or whatever business mastermind that you're on, if it's the right one, it's going to be able to support you at each of those levels. It's going to inspire you to want to achieve more for you and your life. And, you know, we are ultimately the heartbeat of our business. But if we are inspired and we've got that ignite within us, I don't think we tap into our fullest potentiality. And doing that energy work, it's going towards that extreme where we are able to see ourselves at maybe a more elevated level, and we see the possibilities of what's unfolding. And once you get on that and you've got the support around you, it's almost like a little light, it's like a matchstick, isn't it? You light it and that's it, because making money is easy. It is, like anyone can make money online, but
there's a formula to it. There is a formula to it, and the formula doesn't really, as long as it's the right formula, doesn't really change. But it's all the stuff that's wrapped around it that makes a difference.
Yeah, and being a conscious leader, you know, is that thing where, you know, impact, growth through impact is huge, because we're doing it for something, for a purpose, for a calling that goes beyond a lot of this shiny stuff that you see in this world, but that we're not here to talk about industry kind of, we could be here all day. Could we?
I know, exactly.
It's a big world.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
I do believe that being part of an integral, you know, foundations and giving you all the steps you need to get to that next level. So whether it's growth or then a bit further along scaling, if that's what you desire, each stage of that is another cycle. And if you're supported in that, it's anything's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I do feel that group containers are more adept at coping with whatever comes up, because you can see examples in other people where you don't get to see that one-to-one. And that's another way I think that it shines a light on things that you may never see if you're in a one-to-one situation. And that's powerful.
Yeah, I mean, we, through Elevate Collective and the Conscious Consultant certification, like both of your group programs or masterminds, whatever you want to call them, they're both fundamentally the things where you bring groups of people together. I've seen people cry, I've seen people celebrate, I've seen people go through real stressful, anxious moments in their time, and we're all impacted by that. That's the vulnerabilities and the nuances of being an entrepreneur. But again, when you're in a space like a group mastermind, and it has got that, we're here for each other, we're rising together, you're supported, aren't you, through every stage, for every step?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So one thing that I would like to just ask before we go, and I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening in now are like, yeah, let's know, is like, where do we go from here? You know, the online space, where it is now, how do we really optimize in a world that can feel quite vulnerable, but also in a world where there's so many possibilities for ourselves and for each other? What do you see, Joel, for the future, and how do group programs help facilitate that?
I think in a world that's increasingly being digitized, if you think about AI and everything else that's happening, I think human interaction, human connection, human vulnerability and authenticity will be craved so much going forward. Now, AI is brilliant. It's an enabler. It's an improver. We're absolutely using it in our business, and we will continue to. But I think, you know, the more people use, for example, AI for copy, the more we as humans will realize energetically something's missing there. I'm missing a connection, and it will be unconscious and we won't know what it is, but we'll be craving it. And so I think moving forward, where do you get that connection? But in things like group programs and in masterminds. And so I think moving forward in the future, the few things that AI and the like can't do, that only we as human beings can do, is a lot of the implementation, because it can support with that, but the actual doing of things, it can't. And the connection piece, I think the more we really focus on those things, which is absolutely where we've gone in our business, like we have accidentally almost actually stepped into the space of being implementation specialists, because I just saw that people desperately need that help to implement things and to connect at a deep level, but in a safe space, because there are a lot of people that talk about collaboration and connection in the online space, but actually they're not creating safe spaces. Some of them doing it on purpose, some of them are not, though, and they just don't realize they don't have the depth and the experience and the knowledge of things like trauma and holding space to be able to do that. And I think the more people that are able to facilitate those kind of spaces where we feel safe to open up, to connect, to be vulnerable, to show all of ourselves, to do the inner work, to move through anything that's kind of holding us back, and then to move forward and implement, I think those will be the spaces that thrive, while a lot of other kind of group scenarios, memberships, typical kind of program type things will be on the decline, because you can get that from AI. So I think for me, that's where we're moving.
Yeah. And I think also what you're missing there as well is you've got the connection, you've got that already, and you've got the implementation with all the things that you do within Elevate. But you're also missing the fact that you as a leader are inspiring people, but also you're leading in such an ethical, conscious way. And again, I don't know, you might not see it, you might just take it for granted, but you know, I know a lot of people, and I come across a lot of people, and when you lead with that real integrity, but you walk the walk and you share the vulnerabilities, and you know, you're not scared to say, oh, fuck, you know.
not scared to say that.
Or ride with the dog on the Zoom, like one day. It was so funny. It was gorgeous, actually. you know, it goes beyond all of those things. So thank you for being that leader for me. And people notice it. I literally had a message a couple of days ago from Kay, and she said, "Carl, you're not right that it's a lot of work to do in CCC, but I'm loving it." And then she put, "But it's so inspirational seeing you bringing it all to light." And she could see like how far I was journeying with it. And just, yeah, really nice to receive that compliment. But this is what these are the seeds that you're sowing. I guess that's what I'm trying to reflect back to you, is like you're creating that, and it's beautiful. So
I love that. Thank you. And it's lovely to have that reflected back, because I do think, you know, like you said, I do take it for granted. It's just who I am. And so it's not, you know, there's no effort in this. Like, this is just who I am and how I show up. And so I think you do take that for granted, and you assume everyone's doing it the way that you're doing it. And so it is lovely to have that reflected back. Welcome. So thank you.
We've got to keep you on your toes anyway, somehow.
Always.
So I hope everyone's enjoyed today's show. I'm sure that I'll have Gemma back at some point, and we'll talk about some of the industry stuff as well, I guess, because it'll be really a good conversation to have. But for now, thank you for coming on to the show. And if anybody wants to reach out to Gemma directly or hear more about Elevate Collective or the Conscious Consultant Certification, you've got 5 stars from me. So, you know, and I'll pop in a couple of links as well to today's podcast show, and you can connect with her that way. But thank you so much, Gemma, for coming to join me and everyone else. Thank you
so much for having me.
thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more, so make sure you have rated, reviewed and subscribed to my show Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.